Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie today alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig, and you as well. Appreciate you hanging with us here on this Victory Monday. You can text the show 713-572-4610. Let us know what you thought about that clobbering of the Ravens yesterday and how you feel about this Texans team today compared to just 2 weeks ago, maybe even just a week ago, even after the Titans win. A great victory yesterday in Baltimore. Most points scored in a road game for the Texans in franchise history. And so, of course, every Monday here on In the Loop, the fellas, you guys always do this segment of Who Hooped. And I think we could say really the whole team, but let's take this opportunity, this moment to highlight certain players yesterday that really stood out. And I'll let you go first. Who was a couple of guys that you really took notice of their performance?
Well,
yesterday?
Keep in mind, was it the... I forget which game it was where we're sitting here looking at each other like, who hooped? I don't know. Was it the Jacksonville game? We're just sort of reaching for anyone that did anything where you could go, all right, maybe that'll be something that the team can build on, or they can build on, whatever. So, look, there's some obvious ones, and I'm not going to start with, C.J. Stroud. I mean, he's a whole discussion in and of himself, and we're going to have that and where he is and all that. I'm going to go with some that certainly could be – something that make a big difference, moving forward. And I'm going to start with Woody Marks. Woody Marks, has been one of those guys that we've talked a lot about, not just his ability, his burst. He offers a little something different from Nick Chubb. But yet again, his blocking, is it three games in a row where he's just de-cleated someone or made a crucial block? That run that C.J. Stroud made down the sideline would have gone for maybe 8 or 9 yards, but it wouldn't have gone down to the 3-4 yard line if it wasn't for Woody Marks making that block. So that's a good way to stay on the field.
He had to see Dari like, man, let me get out here and block.
Yes.
So I could, yes. That's supposed to be me out there.
And he did. So Woody Marks, to me, he does everything that they ask him to do, and he's gaining confidence. I think that's one where you can put a star by that and say, yeah, it's gonna only get better.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that is somebody that, as you had mentioned earlier, and I know a lot of people were hoping to see that in this game, of him clearly take over as like the running back, passing Nick Chubb, and let Chubb be kind of him be the change of pace. But for sure, Woody Marks each week, and I think it speaks to Woody Marks, it speaks to some of the other rookies, but then also this, you could tie it back to the offense as a whole, that I think you're seeing Woody get better and more comfortable each week as a rookie finding his way in the NFL, much like this offense should get better each and every week. And so he's an example of that. But I really like Woody. I had a friend text me even actually last week who's not a Texans fan and doesn't watch them each week. And he was watching them and he said, man, this Woody Marks is something. I said, I know. I like this guy. So, he had another good performance yesterday.
How about you? We'll just go back and forth here.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'll stay in that backfield. And for me, it's actually British Brooks I wanted to highlight. He had two first down carries that the first one at least caught me by surprise, kind of came out of nowhere. And so, he's somebody that obviously was he's stepping into a role. And I thought he stepped up yesterday and is another one that's a good change of pace to have in that backfield and the things that he can bring. And then when you give him the football and he gets two first down carries, I was like, all right, here we go. So British Brooks was someone that was nice to see. You talked earlier about the seven different guys getting involved in that opening drive, and he was one of them. And I don't think I had that on my bingo card going into that opening drive. So it was just good to see his involvement, had a couple of nice runs, helping out in the backfield as well. And I think he can play you know, a pretty important piece in this offense throughout the year.
The little twists that they've added to the offense here in the last couple of weeks have been huge. Blake Fisher, who you can say hooped as a blocking tight end, but, you know, adding Blake Fisher, using that more in their quote jumbo package that they like to use in certain situations, and British Brooks with a little quick handoff, because you're thinking he's going to be the lead blocker.
Right.
All of a sudden, you know, he's gained the first down or scored a touchdown or whatever it may be. Those little twists, and that's a bigger discussion we're going to have, you know, about Nick Caley as the week progresses here, of course, in the day. But, yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Here's another one for me that I think it could be enormous. And we kind of sort of danced around it last week. Dalton Schultz is having a season all of a sudden. He led the team in catches. Clearly, you know, it was early on. I think he had two or three in the first drive, two receptions. But I think he had two on the first drive. You know, we've kind of conditioned ourselves to be somewhat disappointed in what Dalton Schultz, you know, is as an overall tight end for what you're paying him. But I wouldn't feel that way right now. I mean, that could be an enormous thing for this squad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it is. He's been better. Eventually, of course, you want to see him get into the end zone. He's yet to do that. You like to see this. Well, prior to yesterday, you wanted this offense to get in the end zone more often. But yeah, Schultz has looked more comfortable. And that was one of those positions, too, that we talked all offseason of, like, hey, Nick Caley's that tight end guy. Just simply by bringing him in, he's going to bolster that tight end room.
And that's a good point.
And maybe it's been his impact. I don't know. But Dalton Schultz has looked better through the first five games than he did for most of last year. I'll piggyback off of that because on my list, I just jotted down pass catchers yesterday. And again, I know we might be beating this to death, but the idea of those seven different people getting involved on that first drive, but then also, like, Christian Kirk had a big day, which was good to see, and then, you know, Jaden Higgins had the four catches, and Jalen Noll had a couple catches, and X obviously had the two touchdowns, and you just got contributions from everybody. And then I know as the game gets out of hand, it's easier to put some of those guys in, and that's, you know, that's where you see Brendan Bates get a couple of catches, but even Harrison Bryant, I mean, the amount of weapons they used that had an impact offensively was huge for me, because I thought that was a big concern coming into the season, and then part of the problem early in the season where you weren't comfortable enough to use the two rookies yet, evidently, or so it seemed.
Yeah.
And Christian Kirk, you know, started injured and then hadn't quite had that big impact in the first two games he played yet. So yesterday to see Kirk have some big catches, Schultz, like you said, I mean, just everyone got involved, and you got to spread the football around, and that was good to see. So that's more of a broad one, but for me, it was just simply the pass catchers. So you got a little bit of something from everyone in the passing game.
Yeah, no, and I want to go to the, you know, we can't ignore the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
It's almost as if they're getting short shrift, and they've averaged 5 points giving up the last 2 weeks with Matt Burke calling the defense, and they're starting to create turnovers. It's almost a given now that this defense is going to limit teams and all that. And Jalen Petrie, we just heard probably about an hour ago or thereabouts, we heard from D'Amico Ryans talking about rehashing the game, some of the things he noticed after watching tape. And he said about Petrie, the way he's attacking the football, he said he was outstanding. Many more plays like that to come from, by the way, he had two interceptions to come from him. Real physical. He said he's having more fun than on the field. And that's how, I mean, just could not say enough about Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie in a groove with this team, and the ball finding him is going to be enormous for this squad.
Yeah, absolutely. You get that some of those turnovers that finally came yesterday for the defense. And so think about that, that this defense was not forcing turnovers, was missing a league-high amount of tackles, and still surrendering the fewest points in the league.
Yeah.
Then you get the turnovers yesterday, and if those continue, especially from Petrie, I mean, man, this defense, as you said, only allowing 5 points on average over the last 2 weeks, the defense will be even better. I'll stick on the defense. I'll say MJ Stewart. He was just fun to watch yesterday. That guy is a missile. He had some big hits, one on the sideline. He had a big tackle where he came up from his safety position and essentially like low bridge Derrick mm-hmm. Henry at the line of scrimmage on a run early in the game where it was still hanging in the balance. And that was on a second and long, and it set up a third and long, and you know, you get a punt. But he was just – I love those types of players where he was just flying around. He had a season-high number of tackles, you know, filling in there in the secondary, had a couple of big hits, and that's just the type of player I love on defense that will lower the boom and be playing fast, and he did that. So
and I'm quite sure that D'Amico would tell you, you know, his eyes were right. He was on assignment, mm-hmm. you know, because that was one of the big gripes reportedly with C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Right.
You know, just be in the right spot, you know, don't take risks, all that stuff. That's the main thing with him, and lo and behold, they're 2-0. You know, since C.J. Gardner-Johnson has moved on, so to speak, and staying on the defensive side, this is obviously a very good thing, and he definitely hooped. But I am curious, you know, sort of the other aspects of this. E.J. Speed, he's definitely you know one of those guys that has had, you know, no pun intended, you know, the speed, you know, that this defense needs at that position. But kind of the weird part about it, Christian Harris is healthy and active, which
yeah.
is that just because Speed has been playing so well or there's something else going on? I don't know.
Yeah, I was a little worried, I guess, for lack of a better term, about that. Like I know Patrick Creighton made the comparison of Cam Robinson was inactive, then they got rid of him. You know, is there something happening here where they're kind of moving on from him? It seemed surprising to me. D'Amico was asked about it and just said it was like a matchup thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that one seems a little odd to me that he was a healthy scratch yesterday and inactive. We'll see what transpires this week. But that certainly raised my eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I hope y'all don't overlook the O-line. So I do want to say, because you did mention Blake Fisher in passing, but I think he deserves props for coming in as that you know extra lineman. Mm-hmm. And the numbers when he was in, they ran the ball 11 times. And average almost 6 yards a carry.
Yeah.
So just to add the context to it, not only the offensive line in total, they only surrendered 6 pressures, but Blake Fisher's involvement because, you know, Blake has taken a beating and rightfully so at times for his performance. But that was a nice change of pace or a nice addition yesterday. And he played well and really helped that run game when he was on the field.
And don't undersell 6 times, 6 pressures. That's it.
Yeah,
the right? entire game, C.J. Stroud, and we saw what he can do when he has the time. He can survey the field, hits all his targets, gets the ball to the right place.
Also, just to take it away from the actual football field, I'm going to say J.J. Watt. I know there were some texts that came in.
Yeah,
yeah. I think J.J. You know, I think Romo is awful and mm-hmm. unlistenable. I think Drew Brees was terrible, and that's why he was out after a year. Jason Witten was terrible; he was gone after a year. Tom Brady's decent. But I think J.J. Watt deserves a lot of credit for a lot of times these players step into the booth and they're not very good. And J.J. Watt, he's probably the best right now of these new former players that stepped into the booth.
Yeah, and for sure he was objective. You know, we know he has a certain affinity for the Texans, but it just seemed like he was balanced. He did a great job.
Yeah, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was the first time I listened to him through an entire game. I was like, hey, you know what? He's pretty good at this.
Yeah.
So props to J.J. as well. He hooped off the field yesterday. Hey, that's who hooped as the Texans get that huge win. Coming up, we'll talk about winners and losers of the weekend. But right now, we have a U of H giveaway. Caller number 7 wins 4 tickets to the Cougars game against Arizona on October 18th. Tickets are courtesy of the University of Houston. Caller number 7 wins 4 tickets to that game coming up in less than 2 weeks. Call in, win those tickets, go check out the Cougars. We'll get to winners and losers of the weekend when we come back. It's In the Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.